I want to go on a little rant here, and I don't think you can stop me. All ridiculous teaching that's on television right now. Do you know what I mean by ridiculous teaching? I mean, if we can just go common sense, the one I always, my favorite one that I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, and by favorite, I mean made me go to the gym and work out. I was so angry. Was a guy begging for money to reach people in other countries for Christ. And I'm in all these pictures like these emaciated kids, and he's got giant diamond cufflinks on, and he's raising money for a private jet to fly to those locations and help those poor people. And I just remember looking at that going, I would like to physically harm him. Like, I would like to have an octagon, all right, to put a mouthpiece in, to lock the gate behind me, and I could take this far. I can't take a lot of guys. This would not take me long, all right? Lock the thing up, and let's do it. That's the type of rage that was kind of building in me, all right? But I've got issues. I've been in counseling. It's fine. Now, all ridiculous teaching, unbiblical, unhistorical, unorthodox teaching, usually has its root in something that's true. Something that's true. Okay? So, right now, a very popular version of Christianity that in the end is not Christianity at all is called the prosperity gospel. Now, just as a general rule, anytime anyone puts a word in front of gospel, you no longer have the gospel. This is a general rule. Somebody puts liberation gospel, no longer the biblical gospel. All right? That nothing goes in front of that word in regards to descriptive. Okay? The prosperity gospel, pitched by a lot of guys on TV, including a very popular one, lives in Houston. Oh, that was broad. Can't figure that out. Is that if you put your faith in God, and if you muster the faith to follow Him, and if you will simply trust Him with your life and your money, usually by donating to them, you will be given health, you will be given wealth, you will be given the desires of your heart, you will be given, I don't know, like your best life imaginable right now. And that's the gospel. Now, if what we read is true, Jesus certainly did just promise reward for those who follow Him, right? Did He not? He absolutely did. So what ends up happening is the prosperity gospel, like most heresies that God will judge wrathfully, the problem with it is that it takes this idea farther than the Bible takes it, and it ignores the bulk of Scripture concerning what those rewards are. So what ends up happening is men who the Bible says are peddlers of God's word, men who will use the Scriptures to make themselves wealthy, right? They will ignore giant sections of Scripture and proof text and pull a Scripture like this one and tell you by faith, if you'll just plant a faith seed into the village church of $1,000, God will revisit that on you 100-fold. In fact, let me read. Sally Jo is a woman who didn't have any money, and she sent in $80, and within several weeks, $80,000 fell out of the sky in gold bricks in her front yard. And what had happened was, and then there are all these miraculous stories about how someone sowed their seed and got back. And does this sound foreign to you? Am I the only one that watches a little television? Okay, and this is, now, that's the far left end. The center version of it is that most of us, because we grew up in church that says don't sinners need to repent of this, and we haven't heard righteous people need to repent of this, what we're trying to do is be better people and nicer people and more well-behaved people, and in our well-behavedness, when things don't work out for us like we think they should, we feel betrayed by God, and we feel like we did what God told us we should do, and He's not doing for us what He owes us. That happens all the time. Yeah, that happens all the time. Now, parts of the Bible they ignore is that it's just simply not true that if you follow Christ obediently that you get health and wealth. And I could, you literally can pick anyone you want in the Bible. Or just pick a guy. Okay? John the Baptist, Jesus points at him and says, there's never been a greater man born of woman. You know how John the Baptist dies? Not on a golden throne, surrounded by opulence, with six-pack abs. He's in a prison and he gets his head cut off because some perverse, wicked 50-year-old is seduced by a 14-year-old stripper. What do you want? I'll give you anything you want. I want the head of John the Baptist. He went down there and he cut off his head. Just tell me what to do with that text, my friend in Houston. Tell me what to do with that. Oh, okay, friend, we can talk about David, who was obedient to the Lord and made Israel one of the wealthiest countries the world's ever known. We can talk about him, wealthy, beautiful. I believe that his son raped his daughter. And then I believe on top of that, his son led a rebellion against him that ousted him from the throne. And before that, he actually spent 10 to 12 years running for his life after God told him he was going to be king. Do we need to keep going? I mean, you just keep picking them. It just keeps happening this way. So it's a farce. It's silly. It's you don't control God. You don't control him with your actions. You don't get to manipulate him. I'll do this and he must do this because I did that. That's not how this works. It's not how the universe works.